It's Monday, April 4th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh, that right back there, really good stuff. That's a band from Auckland, New Zealand called The Naked and Famous. That song, Young Blood, it's from their most recent album called Passive Me, Aggressive You, and pretty great stuff, that song in particular. I think that's sort of their hit, you know? I don't know how famous they really are, but I think that song is it's definitely their best song, like off the album and stuff. It's way, way by far their best song. But it's awesome. And it reminds me of a lot of different things. I can't quite pinpoint any of them. When I listen to it, I'm like, wow, this is so much like, what's that thing? It's just like that, I can't place it. But it's good, whatever it is. Okay, up next from Stockholm, Sweden, Leaky Lee, one of my favorites. She's so awesome, and she's got a relatively new album. I think it came out when I was on break. It's called Wounded Rhymes, and it's great. As always, Leaky Lee does not disappoint, and we're going to hear two tracks from it right here. First, we're going to hear Rich Kid Blues, and then we're going to hear Sadness is a Blessing. And I really like these two songs. Like, I really super like them. And Sadness is a Blessing, it's got a lyric that says, Sadness is my boyfriend. And Kelly just hates the lyric or something. She, like, hates the whole song over that lyric. And I think the lyric, I don't care. The lyric is whatever the lyric is, but it's glorious. I love this. I love the song. Sadness is a Blessing and Rich Kid Blues. Check them out right here. Leaky Lee from Sweden. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head.
Hi, I'm Bryce Shivers.
Hi, I'm Lisa Eversman.
And we put birds on things. Today we're gonna go to a store on Mississippi Avenue. Nothing has birds on it, but you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put birds on things.
Spruce it up, make it pretty.
Thank you.
Put a bird on it!
Putting a bird on this teapot.
It's a bird.
I bet you it's flying all over the beach.
What a sad little tote bag. I know, I'll put a bird on it. Did you see this bag before? I didn't. Now there's a bird. It's flying, it's free.
I'm gonna put this bird right on this card.
It's so pretty.
Put a bird on it!
Jason?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I didn't know you were back in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Had a pretty amazing trip. I mean, it was unreal.
Really? I can't wait to hear about it.
No, I have, like, a lot to tell you.
What is it?
Come on. Do you remember the 90s?
Yeah.
You know, people were talking about getting piercings and getting tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
And people were singing about saving the planet and forming bands.
Yeah?
There's a place where that idea still exists as a reality, and I've been there.
Where is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah. The dream of the 90s is alive. Portland, Portland, Portland. The dream of the 90s is alive. Portland, Portland. The tattoo ink never runs dry. Remember when people were content to be unambitious, to sleep till 11, and just hang out with their friends. I mean, they had no occupations whatsoever, maybe working a couple hours a week at a coffee shop.
Right, I thought that died out a long time ago.
Not in Portland. Portland is a city where young people go to retire. Dream of the 90s is alive, Portland. All the hot girls wear glasses, yeah. Remember in the 90s when they encouraged you to be weird? It was just an amazing time where people would go to see something like the Jim Rose Sideshow Circus and watch someone hang something from their penis. You could grow up to want to be a clown. Like, people went to clown school.
I gave up clowning years ago.
Well, in Portland, you don't have to. Dream of the 90s is alive, Portland. Sleep till 11, you'll be in heaven. The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland. The dream is alive.
So from what I can surmise, from what you're positing, it's like Portland's almost an alternative universe. It's like Gore won. The Bush administration never happened.
Exactly.
In Portland, it's almost like cars don't exist, right?
Yes.
People ride bikes or double-decker bikes. They ride unicycles.
Yes.
They ride the tram. They ride skateboards.
Yes. The Like a record store and sell your CDs.
Turn that dirty clown frown right upside down.
Portland, you can put a bird on something and just call it art.
The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland. The dream of the
90s. Hey, I made it.
Yeah, you're a little late.
Sorry.
You're also a little San Francisco right now, if you know what I mean. Sorry. Much better. Welcome to Portland.
Thank you.
The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland, 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 Portland.
The tattoo ink never runs dry in Portland. Man, I love those two tracks in Portlandia. But let me talk about what we heard before them. Before those last two songs, we heard two songs by a band from New York City called The Babies. First, we heard Breaking the Law, then Sunset, both from their self-titled debut album, The Babies, which is super fantastic. And Breaking the Law in particular, I love the opening. It sounds just like Luna, I think, doesn't it? Check this out. Right? Doesn't that sound just like Luna? I think it does. I mean, nothing else about The Babies sounds like Luna, but just that opening is so, it's such a Luna kind of opening. Anyway, I love it. So The Baby's really good. If you like those two tracks, definitely pick up the album. It's fantastic. Okay, after The Baby's, we heard two songs from the television series from IFC called Portlandia. Such an amazingly great show. It's Carrie Brownstein of Sleater-Kinney and Fred Armisen of Saturday Night Live. They got together with some pals of theirs and produced six episodes of a television show about the city of Portland called Portlandia, and it's awesome. It's like a love letter in the form of a roast, in the form of a TV show. It's awesome. I love it so much. It's like my favorite TV series the last couple of years. And really funny show. And they had a lot of episodes had music on them, like Portland, Oregon, You're My Home, which was the first song we heard, and Dream of the 90s, the second song we heard, which those two songs in particular, they've released special in iTunes as a single. So you can pick up those two songs from iTunes, and I recommend you do because they're awesome. They're not just hilarious, which they are funny, but they're also really great songs. And I look forward to anything else they might release from that series, because they were, I think there were more songs on it, and they definitely had guest artists. You know, Amy Mann was on there, and Decemberists were on there. Anyway, they could potentially put out more music, which I would love it if they would. But those two songs, for now, you can get them, and I recommend you do, because they're hilarious and great, and I love them. Yeah, Dream of the 90s, it's so funny. Anyway, okay, speaking of Portlandia, the opening theme song to Portlandia is by another band, not by the two stars of the television show. The opening theme song is by a band from Georgia called Washed Out, and the name of the song is Feel It All Around, and it's awesome. It's such a great song. It's like shoegazer lovely. It's just wonderful. And we're going to hear it right now, followed by New Theory, which is also by Washed Out. Both of these tracks are from their EP called Life of Leisure, and it's all they've got released thus far. But I look forward to more stuff from Washed Out, because he seems very promising, this guy who makes his stuff down in Perry, Georgia. So here we go. Feel It All Around and New Theory. First, the opening theme song to Portlandia, and then just another song from the EP by Washed Out. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
stumble at them every time. You came out of a lady, and I want you to save me. It's amazing. You came out of a lady, oh, and I want you to save me. It's amazing.
Right back there, we hear two songs in a row by a band from Brooklyn called Rubble Bucket. And the first song was called Triangular Daisies, and the second song was Came Out of a Lady. And both are from a EP that came out fairly recently called Triangular Daisies, the title track we heard first. And such a good song, Triangular Daisies, but definitely my favorite. And Came Out of a Lady, also really good. Rubble Bucket, I don't know how to describe them. I heard them a couple years ago when I got their album, and I think I read something that was like described as Afrobeat. And I don't hear Afrobeat at all. I don't know where that, I don't even, maybe that's wrong, but I think I read that somewhere and I was just like, what? I don't get that. I didn't really love their first album that I got very much. Just, I didn't rate anything very highly on it. But then my friend Karen was like, oh yeah, you should check out Rubble Bucket. And I was like, Rubble Bucket, that's a terrible name. And but I went and looked them up. And sure enough, this new EP, which she had heard, she really liked, and I like it too. So they've either gotten better or something, I don't know. They're pretty good. And I went back and listened to the album again, and I was like, yeah, actually, this is okay. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't like it the first time for some reason. It's okay. They've got an album, and then they've also got this EP. I'd recommend the EP as a starting point. It's cheaper. Okay, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, a band called Guards. This song in particular, it's great. It's a cover of Vampire Weekend. You know how I love the Vampire Weekend, and anytime anyone covers Vampire Weekend, I feel obligated to check it out and see if it's any good. And sometimes it is, like this one. It's a cover of Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend. It's from a three-track EP called Cover Songs 7-inch, which you can download for free. Go to thesoundsofmyhead.com and look for links to everything I talk about, including a link to where you can download this and two other songs that are also covers. And Guards, you know, they're pretty good. They kind of sound like all the other bands that, you know, like the Beach Fossils and the Drums and whatever. They kind of like that. And they're great. They're pretty good stuff. So here it is, a very, very different sounding. It's very disguised. You might not even notice that it's a Vampire Weekend cover. It's pretty different sounding than the original. It's very slow and heavy and dark. And anyway, Taxi Cab by Vampire Weekend, as covered by Guards, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Open a Bottle by Japanese artist Shugo Takamura. It's a single he released, and you can pay whatever you want for it, and all proceeds go to tsunami and earthquake relief over yonder in Japan. So I highly recommend buying it for a lot of money, because A, it's worth it, it's a great song, and B, all the money goes to where you want your money to go these days. So definitely worth buying. Look for links at The Sounds in My Head for where you can go to buy it. And if you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, become a fan in Facebook, and tune in again in 2 weeks on April 18th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.